Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on frequencies. We're going to be going through a full range of archetypal frequencies and playing them and listening and toning with them. And our intention is that everybody might find the perfect frequency for them. And we'll talk more about that. Before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the school. We've got the open house happening tomorrow if you're in the area. We've got from 1 to 6 on Sunday tomorrow. We're doing a full range of meditations and sound healings and talking about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Putting people on sound tables and vibrating them into bliss. You can play with everything in the store and go on the sound lounges as well. So that's tomorrow from 1 to 6. We also have our next sound healing certificate program, which is now the summer intensive, which is June 14th to the 25th. And that's $1,485 for 10 days, 10 to 9:30 every day. And it's half of the certificate program. And then the second half is in August, from August 6th to the 16th. Although you could do the second half online, because the first half in June are the classes that are best done here. And so you could easily do the lectures for the second half if you didn't want to try and come at them. You couldn't make it out again. Although generally when people come here for the first half, they get addicted and end up coming back for the second half because it's so much fun around here. And then that's the beginning of the certificate program. If you pay in full by March 16th, you get a big discount for the certificate or the associate degree program. We also have those programs online. Next start time is this Tuesday, February 28th, or March, I think it's March 2nd, the Saturday after that, a week from today. And it works really well. We've got live instructors, or you can do it by video if you can't make it. And you can always watch the videos later. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We have about a dozen different instructors. And you can also, we do have the full associate degree online as well if you wanted to continue into the associate's degree. Also, we've got the audio recording certificate program coming up in the summer from July 3rd to August 2nd. And it's 4 weeks where you learn all about how to record, mix, and produce. You learn all about the psychoacoustic effects of binaural beats. We work with chakras with different frequencies, a full range of how sound affects you while recording and mixing and producing and working with MIDI and all types of things. So that's happening. We also have that online starting here in March. We haven't set the date yet, but if you're interested, let me know as soon as possible, because we could get started pretty quickly on that one. I have a couple other people that are interested now. So, and it works really well online because I've got it set up so you can see my screen and hear everything I'm mixing. And it doesn't matter whether you're using Pro Tools or Ableton Live or Logic or any program, because it crosses over into any area. Our concepts work in any area. We also use the visual system that I've come up with in my book, The Art of Mixing and Art of Producing, are the top-selling books in the field of audio recording. Also, my book, The Sound Complete Guide to Sound Healing, is the number one selling book in sound healing. And those are online. You can get those online at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can go straight to the store at soundoflove.com. We also have, over the summer, we got July, the Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat. And that's July 15th to the 16th. Actually, even the 17th, we go up on the mountain if you want to stay for the third day. And it's at Stewart Mineral Springs in Mount Shasta. It's unbelievable. It's right on a river and beautiful setting. And we just go blissfully into sound depths. And do a full range of things and meditations with bowls. And also Beverly from the Crystal Room comes over and does an activation with all the alchemy bowls that she has. And then on the third day, we go up on the mountain and do a meditation up on Mount Shasta. So it's only $148 now if you sign up in the next couple of weeks. And that's also online at soundhealingcenter.com/shasta.html. But if you just go to any page, you'll see it in the school section. Okay. And then we've got, what else? We've got the therapy center here. We do a full range of treatments. We can find your soul note. We can find your home note. We can you do voice analysis to find out what frequencies are missing. We do massage on the sound table and vibrate you into bliss. We do tuning forks, crystal bowls, voice healing, full range of treatments in our therapy center. And we do a lot of those online as well. We can find your soul note and do the voice analysis online really easily. And then we've got our store where we have sound tables and sound chairs that we sell and all types. We've got over 50 crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls. We've got crystal harps. We've got didgeridoos. We've got all types of technologies. We've got also a lot of... again, the sound tables and sound lounges beside where you lay on the table and it's got subwoofers in it and it vibrates you into bliss, which is the most powerful thing, I think, in the whole field of sound healing. It's really quite amazing. We have some rehab centers that are using them, PTSD centers, and also a center for autism as well. And we've worked with a lot of Parkinson's patients with them as well. And we also have a little handheld subwoofer that you can put on your body called the Bass Pod that works with a lot of the frequencies we're going to be talking about tonight. And it's really effective. We also have, again, we've got my book. And then we've got the sound pillows. Sound pillows and dolphins that you can put on top of you while on the sound table, or you can get them just separately and use them individually to vibrate you into bliss. You can find all of that at soundoflove.com. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call me at 415-777-2486. So today we're going to be talking about frequencies. You know, in the field of sound healing, there's really five main levels of vibration that you deal with. We deal with frequencies, a bunch of frequencies together, which are sounds, a bunch of sounds together, which are musical intervals or two or more, and then sounds that are changing over time, which is music, and then energy and intention. So today we're just talking about frequency. You know, frequencies are just one vibration. They're pure tones. The key with frequencies is there's a lot of archetypal frequencies that do specific things for different parts of the body, for different states of consciousness, for all types of things that we'll be talking about. But, you know, really, the best frequency of all is your frequency. And we'll get into that later, but I'll talk about how to find your own natural resonant frequency. And what we're talking about is mostly the average of your heart rate and the average of your brainwave rate. So the frequency or rhythm that your heart and brain vibrate at. And that's actually a note. And that's really that's the best. There's nothing better than getting you back into your own natural vibration that's been thrown off by all of the craziness in our society and all the noise and Wi-Fi and cell phone towers and you know, just so much distraction taking us away from our own note. So later, right at the end, we'll look at how to find that note and play with it just a little bit. So there's a full range of frequencies from 20 to 20,000 hertz. I found that most people can't hear below 25 hertz, though. Most people only go up to around 17,000. If you're over 40, you're only going to go up to like about 15,000. If you've been playing in a rock and roll band or going to raves too much, then you may not even hear that much. You might already be down to 10,000 hertz because it's really deafening. It's really bad for your hearing. So you can actually create frequencies that are below our hearing range by putting two frequencies together, and then you will hear the difference between those frequencies. It's called a binaural beat. So let me give you an example of a binaural beat. Let's see if we can hear this one. Yeah. So this one is... Yeah, I may not hear that very well. Let me try this. Let me do it this way. This one is the Schumann resonance, which is 7.83 cycles per second. Okay, so if we put in, we'll put in 50 hertz. Actually, maybe we'll go a little higher in case you don't have good headphones or a good computer. So we'll go, well, maybe we'll get 80 hertz. Okay, so here we have 80 cycles per second. Let's see, 80. How come we're not hearing that one? Okay. Oh, it's turned down. Here we go. Okay. And then, let's see. Whoops. And there we go. This is 80 cycles per second here. It's also really cool to sing any frequency so you can get it in your body. There you go. There we go. Now, I'm going to add 87.83, and the difference between 87.83 and 80 is 7.83, and so we'll hear an oscillation of 7.83 cycles per second. 80 and 87.83 is what I'm putting in. 87.83, and this is a Schumann resonance, the frequency that is vibrating in the atmosphere that is triggered by lightning. It's actually an electromagnetic frequency and entrains your brain into a very specific frequency very specific brainwave state of alpha or theta. I'm sorry, the threshold between alpha and theta. And there's good science that proves that we are entrained into that. The problem is cell phone towers wipe it out. So we don't really get it when you're in the city. And we need it because we're kind of addicted to it. We've been listening to it for 100 million years, right? And we're kind of strung out. So if you don't get it, you get sick. So they give it to astronauts when they're in outer space. So here's the 7.83 cycles per second. Turn it down a little bit. There we go. Now, there's a lot of rumors going around that frequency is actually accelerated up to 30 cycles per second just recently. However, I just emailed the head of HeartMath, Roland McCrady, or the main researcher there, actually. And Roland, who they actually monitor, they have 6 monitors around the world that monitor the Schumann resonance daily. And he said, absolutely not. It has not gone up. It is still 7.83 cycles per second. It goes up or down about a half of a cycle, you know, daily, but it's actually not gone up drastically. So that's the official word if you've heard otherwise. Okay. So we can play with different brainwave states and play different rhythms, but I'm going to go ahead and jump up to the actual frequencies that we can hear. So that we were doing a trick so we could hear frequencies below our hearing level, because that rhythm we just heard is way below our hearing level, 7.83. So now we're going to play frequencies that you can actually hear. So let's start with 45 hertz. 45 hertz is a frequency that's been proven to regenerate bones. Actually, you know what? Before we continue, that just occurred to me. I've got a song where we've actually recorded the whole song with binaural beats of the Schumann resonance, and we toned for 7 minutes with the intention of reconnecting to nature. So I want to play this recording, and I invite you to tone along with it as we, with the intention of reconnecting to nature. So let's listen to the recording Holding Schumann. Thank you. space. Okay. Now let us continue on up. By the way, those frequencies, the main higher frequencies were simply a few octaves above the 7.83 hertz, but there was binaural beats of 7.83 hertz going on at the lower frequencies. So you were being entrained into the Schumann in the left and right ears, which, by the way, also synchronizes the left and right brain. That's on our holding frequency CD. So the next frequency is the 45 hertz. 45 hertz is a resonant frequency of bones. And it's been proven in two scientific research studies, one in Russia and one in the U.S., to regenerate bones. And in fact, the second harmonic of a kitty cat purr is right around 45 hertz. So they found that cats actually have much denser bones than other animals. I mean, you've never seen a cat actually wearing a cast, right, with a broken leg? Nope, because their bones are really strong. Also, if you ever get a broken bone, it's really a good idea to get some kitty treats. And then you can, you know, have them lay on you and resonate your bones back into harmony. We've got a whole CD called Happy Bones with kitty cat purrs on it. And all these frequencies from some esoteric groups in Germany from back in the war. Actually, the underground groups that actually created frequencies. These are the CYMA frequencies that we sell, cymatic frequencies, C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S. So let's listen to 45 hertz. This is much lower than most people can tone, or a little lower. I can get down to 50, but most women can only go down to 100 hertz. So see how this feels, this 45 hertz. If you're on a computer, speakers, or cheap headphones, you may not be able to hear it because it's pretty low. Maybe can I sing it? Oh, I can barely get down there. Very cool frequency. There's also, I should mention, the 25 hertz, which you wouldn't hear if I played it, I bet. But that's actually the main harmonic of the cat purr, and it also has been proven to stimulate mitochondria growth, which is the engine of the cell. And some people think of it as even the root chakra down around that low. Most people don't think of it that low. Actually, people think around 40 hertz for the root chakra, but I often think of around 25 for the root chakra. And that would be, if you want to hear that, just do a kitty cat purr. Your tongue is going back and forth 25 times a second, stimulating the mitochondria in your own body. It's a really, really powerful frequency. And then we get up to 111 hertz. 111 is a really auspicious frequency that's been used since the beginning of time for frequency healing. It's also a good frequency for cell rejuvenation, according to Bob Beck. And it's a frequency that's actually been found in many sacred sites, or a length in many sacred sites. Actually, you know, we had a student who took the online program years ago, and she said before she took the program, she had a migraine. And she heard a voice that said, tone this. And she looked over and looked at her digital clock, and it said 111. So she did a search and found this frequency on our website and played it. And then actually her headache went away. So she signed up for the certificate program the next day. And then at the end of the program did her final paper on 111 hertz and found out that it's a very auspicious frequency for ages. So let's listen to 111 hertz. So you should be able to tone this one and to tone along and feel how it feels in your body. we actually sell tuning forks that are 111 hertz, and there's a really cool set we sell that is 111 and 112.45. When you play those two together, the difference between 111 and 112.45 is 1.45 hertz, which is called the ultra healing frequency. And that low frequency binaural beat basically is been shown to actually activate the all three, the pituitary, hypothalamus, and pineal glands in the head to open up the third eye and the crown chakra. And it's really good combination for getting rid of headaches as well. I actually have a whole song that I sell that is actually a headache song based on those two frequencies, 111 and 112.45. We then have the Om frequency. The Om frequency is 136.102. And it's based on a mathematical calculation of the number of seconds it takes for the Earth to go around the sun. The way they calculate it, which is kind of a little interesting and strange, is they take the number of seconds that it takes to go around the sun, and they put one over that, which is a really small number, and then they octavize it up, which means doubling it. Double, 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 right? And it's always the same note when you double, it's just an octave higher, until they get up to 136.102. This is a frequency that Acutonics uses to tune their main tuning forks to. It's, if you get an earth gong, it's the main frequency that earth gongs are tuned to. And a lot of people think of this as the main frequency of the earth. So tone along with this, 136.102. Feels in your body. We also have another frequency based on the earth, and that's based on the number of seconds it takes for the earth to spin for the earth to go around. And so they take that number of seconds, put one over it, and octavize it up, and it comes up to 194.18 hertz. Feel how this feels in your body. I often think of this as very close to the third chakra. Okay. Cool. Then we have the average frequency of the voice. Don Estes did a research project where he averaged out the frequency of voices all around the world from all different cultures. And he found the average frequency of the voice is 250 hertz, which is a very easy frequency for women to sing. It's also an easy frequency for guys to sing in falsetto. It's also the main resonant frequency of the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid, depending on how many people you got in the chamber. Because when you got a bunch of people in the chamber, the temperature changes and it can throw it off. I found when I was in the King's Chamber, we had a 250 hertz tuning fork and we had like 25 people in the room. And because it was so hot, the frequency was different because the speed of sound changes when the temperature changes. So tune in to this frequency and see how it feels. 250 hertz, tone along. often think of the sound of love as being right around that frequency, the sound of universal love. I mean, the sound of personal love is much lower. It's like, right? Whereas universal love, when I was in Egypt, we were toning the resonant frequency of the temples. And after toning for about 45 minutes to an hour, the ceiling opened up and love just poured into our hearts. It was just, it was amazing. And the frequency I heard was right around this frequency. We also did a research project here at the school where we had online, we had a meditation or a bunch of meditations people could choose from to get into the zone of love. And then we gave them a tone generator and had them play the tone generator at different frequencies to find what frequency resonated love for them. And it was all over the place. People were all, I mean, it was, I was surprised how all over the place it was. But there was a little bit of a bell curve right around 250 hertz. You know, I mean, there, a lot of people had talked about love being at 528, but Leonard Horowitz now admits there's no research that proves that. So, you know, it's interesting. So we had over 200 people do that, and it's more around 250 hertz. Although, again, it's different for everybody. Maybe there's a cosmic frequency of love out there. Who knows, you know? And maybe we'll find it one day and be able to easily entrain people into love. Now, also, right around here is like, as I mentioned, it's the average frequency of the voice. But everybody's got a little bit different frequency. The frequency of my voice is like, more like, that's where the freaking of my voice, right? That's the kind of the note I'm singing mostly when I speak, right? And that's about 150 hertz. So that frequency of your voice is a really good one to know, because then you can actually use a tone generator or better, get a crystal bowl in that note. And that way it will be the best note for you to sing to, because it's the easiest note to sing to and you can sing to it the longest. It's also the note that you people go to when they express love, is the average frequency of their voice. It's like, I really love my kitty, right? I go to the home note there. I love my kitty. I wouldn't say, I love my kitty. It's more, I love my kitty, right? That's my home note. You can find it just by doing an, normally you can find it by doing an ah, just with no energy at all. Just breathe out and go, ah, ah, right? And whatever that note is, you can, that's, or frequency, that is, that's normally it. And if you're completely relaxed, you don't want to sing it. You just want to just let it out. There's an app called N-Track Tuner that you can get for free, and it will tell you what frequency that note is if you just sing it into the app. N-Track Tuner. Okay, so that was 250 hertz. Then we get up to the solfeggio frequencies. You might have heard of the solfeggio frequencies. There's so much misinformation about them. It's like really just, it just, if you go on the internet, more than half, probably about 75% is misinformation, because a lot of people say the solfeggio frequencies are frequencies from ancient times, from Gregorian chant, that are really effective and really powerful. They are not from ancient times. They are not from Gregorian chant at all. They were actually discovered, and I know this because one of our instructors knows the guy that discovered them and has been to his house. The guy that discovered them was Joseph Pelayo, and he discovered them in about 30 years ago by doing numerology on the Bible. And he took the letters and changed them to numbers. And these frequencies, these six frequencies, are the only numbers that came up when he changed the letters to numbers. Over and over, it was these six numbers. And the interesting thing about these numbers is they all reduce to a 3, 6, or 9 numerologically. So the first one is 396. So if we add up the 3 and 9 of the 396, we'll get 12 plus the 6 is 18. And then we add up the 1 and the 8 and the 18, and we get a 9. So numerologically, 396 is a 9. So that's interesting. So they are very auspicious. We're not saying that the solfeggio frequencies aren't cool, because they are very auspicious. I mean, that's like a trip that only these numbers come up when you translate the Bible to numbers. So someone thought, oh, let's make them be frequencies. And a lot of frequencies are actually coming from numerology. There's like, even the 111 is a triple number in numerology, and that's really auspicious in it on its own. So they changed it, those numbers, to frequencies, and that's how we got them. And then somebody thought, oh, it'd be nice to have vowels that could go along with these frequencies. So they used the solfege vowels, which are basically do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And those the guy who came up with those was Father Guido in 1000 AD. So the sounds, the actual do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, that's ancient. And that was used in Gregorian chant, but not the frequencies. Those are only 30 years old. And then someone thought, oh, let's give them meaning. Let's say, okay, 396 is about liberating guilt and fear. Well, that's even only 30 years old. No, I mean, it's like not ancient, you know, not ancient at all. It has something to do with the actual vowels, but it's not, it was really just added on recently. So these frequencies, if you play all six frequencies together, they're really kind of dissonant. So they're really good for breaking up stuck energy. But a lot of people will actually, and on YouTube, if you go on YouTube and look for solfege frequencies, what they're doing is taking one of the frequencies and tuning the music to that one frequency. So instead of A440, it might be a little higher or lower to tune to these frequencies. So let me play the 396 hertz, which is about liberating guilt and fear. And see how this feels. See if you can tone along with it as well. This is oot, U-T is the vowel. 396. Uh-oh. No, that one's wrong. Let's see. Maybe I got three now. Let me put in 396 over here. That one's wrong on my website. Okay, so we're going to play this one. Oops. Okay. So here is 396. Okay, check this out. 396. There we go. Sing along with that. Okay, cool. Then we also have the 528 hertz. A lot of people were using that solfeggio frequency because Leonard Horowitz said that it is a frequency of love. He now admits in a YouTube video that there's no real serious research behind us. So a lot of people are abandoning 528 hertz for love since there's no proof for it. However, it's still a solfeggio frequency, and there's been a lot of people that are using 528 hertz still. Jonathan Goldman still sells the 528 hertz tuning fork, right? And we sell them as well. And even when I was in Bali, they were using 528 hertz and putting it into the ice cream at the ice cream booth, right? So it's still an auspicious frequency. And there's been a field that has been created by all these people that have been using it for love, even if it has nothing to do with love. See if you can tone this and feel how this feels in your body. 528 hertz. figure love should not be stressful to tone. That's a really high frequency, right? Now what's happening is a lot of people are converting to 432 hertz, which is probably the coolest frequency of the day, you know, because it's really the best one that people I think that's the most popular lately. And 432 hertz there's many auspicious things about it. First of all, it's the average frequency of a baby when they cry just out of the womb, 432 hertz. It's also the radius of the sun is 432 million miles across. There are many sacred sites that actually use that measurement in them. And most sacred sites, or many sacred sites, are at latitude or longitude of 432. They say that that's also the heart meridian. I also know someone that used Rife frequencies, which are very powerful electromagnetic frequencies, to get rid of Lyme's disease. And he said the frequency they used was 432 hertz. It's also the frequency of when you tune your music to 432, half of the other notes in the octave are whole numbers. And that means they're not decimal points. That doesn't happen with any other frequency. It's 432 is the only one where a lot of the numbers turn out to be whole notes for the other frequencies in the octave. That's pretty cool, actually. That's so very serious. But probably the coolest thing about 432 is, you know, there's a unit called a cymoscope, and it actually shows the vibration of, it started with sand and powder on like a little filament, right? And they would vibrate it, and they'd get these beautiful patterns. Now they're doing water droplets. And there's only certain frequencies that create these beautiful patterns. There's like, you know, you get a frequency that does it, and you go up, and between, it doesn't create these beautiful patterns. There's only certain nodes that create these patterns. 432 is one of them. 440, that most of our music tuned to, is not one of them. 432 is. And that means when you play this frequency, it's creating little beautiful cymatic patterns in your body. That's pretty cool. That's pretty amazing and very real. Okay, so let me play 432 hertz and tone along with this one. That one I've got a 432 hertz tuning fork, and I love putting it on my thymus or right on my thyroid. It feels so good there, right? We also have in our reader, we actually have frequencies for all the endocrine glands, and we also have a CD for endocrine gland frequencies as well that are really effective. I just love this one. Oh, there's a couple other things that are really auspicious about this frequency. First of all, the distance to the sun is 108 times the distance to the moon. 108 is a really auspicious frequency also. I mean, they use that in India. I mean, that number, it's like you get a necklace with 108 mula beads. Or you tone something or chant something 108 times and you obtain enlightenment. Well, 108, which is the distance to the moon times 108 equals the distance to the sun. 108 is two octaves exactly below 432. So if you cut 432 in half, it's still the exact same note. Cut it in half again and you get 108. So 108 is related directly to 432, and that's in our solar system. Also, the half of it, which is the 216, that is the frequency of a honeybee. And that's a really auspicious frequency as well that a lot of people like to use. But probably the coolest and most important of all about 4:32 is it is the time that I was born. Right? I was born at 4:32 a.m. It's funny because a couple of years ago, I went to a hotel on my birthday, and the address of the hotel was 1111, and they put us in room 432, not even knowing it was my birthday. It was like, oh my God, what a trip. It was so cool. Okay. So 432, we like 432. If you go on YouTube, you find tons of music tuned to 432. You can tune music to any of these frequencies we're talking about. I actually have a song called Weight Loss. We don't have time to listen to it, but it's actually called Loving Yourself also. And there was a really sophisticated device that someone used to find the frequency of lemons. And lemons are what people use to lose weight. You know, they drink a Master Cleanse, which is lemon juice and cayenne and maple syrup. And so we took that frequency of the lemon, which is in the millions of hertz, and we dropped it down octave, 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 half, 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 until we got a frequency that we could hear, and we put it, we tuned the synthesizer to that. So that CD that we have here is tuned to the lemon. And we added the frequency of serotonin, which happened to be a musical fifth and fit in perfectly. So that CD has two different auspicious frequencies that it is tuned to. And then we can go on up to really high frequencies. Here we have 1,000 hertz. This is like the test tone. It's right at the threshold, a little higher than a lot of people can sing. See if you can sing this one, 1,000 hertz. I can barely sing that. Right. Let's see. Okay, cool. So now, let's see. Then we've got 3,000 hertz. 3,000 hertz is really important. In fact, 3,000 hertz is probably the most important frequency, or right around that range, not that specific frequency, but that range is really critical because it is the main frequency range that we have to hear to be able to understand what somebody is saying. It is actually the attack of the consonants. So if you can't hear 3,000 hertz, you're going to need a hearing aid because it will sound like this. Sound muffled, right? So 3,000 hertz is where we live. Throughout the day, when we're listening to people talk, we are totally focused on around 3,000 hertz. It is one of the most important ranges where our focus is throughout the day when just talking to people. 250 hertz is the vowels. It is the home note of that we mentioned before. That's the vowels. The harmonics is where what we have to hear to be able to actually be able to understand what somebody's saying, and it's the attack of the consonants. So 3,000 hertz is very auspicious. Let's see if you can hear this. We might be getting close to the limits of Skype. Let's see if you can hear the 3,000 hertz. Yeah, I'm sure you can. That's really a nice high one. I had a woman who could actually sing that high in class about 7 or 8 years ago, and I was like, oh my God, she was a dolphin. 3,000 hertz. Okay. Then we have the frequency of our treble controls on stereos. I think of the 3,000 hertz as around the third eye frequency. That's about the third eye, if we just think of it as a frequency. The treble control is, I think of as the crown chakra. So if you turn up the treble on your stereo, you're turning up around 6,000 hertz. Check this out. See if you can hear this. Let me know if you can't hear it, Don or Doug. Cool. Okay, then we have 10,000 hertz. Well, I don't know if you'll be able to hear this. If, you know, we'll see if it makes it across on the side. 10,000, for me, it's like the crown chakra. And let's see if you can hear this. Let me know if you can't hear it. Oh, must be hearing it, huh? Cool. It's like, that means right then when I play that frequency, your headphones or computer or speakers are going back and forth 10,000 times a second, right? For some people, it might be a little annoying, but it's quite activating. 10,000 times a second, that means that your eardrum is going back and forth 10,000 times a second, that the little water droplets in your body are vibrating at 10,000 times a second. Oh my God, who needs coffee? I mean, seriously, if you ever want to be activated, just play like a super high frequency like that. There's tons of free online tone generators. If you did a search for online signal or tone generator, you'll find free ones on the internet. There's tons of them on apps as well, including N-Track Tuner will play different frequencies. So let's see, I don't know, I'll play 15,000 briefly. I doubt you can hear this one. I doubt it will come across on Skype. See if you hear that. I can't even hear that myself, because most people over 40 can't hear this high anymore, 15,000 hertz. And it might not be coming across Skype anyway, because Skype, I'm sure, has a certain frequency limit. Okay. So these are all the different frequencies. Now, as I mentioned, the best frequency of all is yours. And what we do to find your frequency is we'll play each of the 12 notes. Oh, that's interesting. We've got an effect on it. Let me get rid of that effect. Oh, there's our tone generator again. Okay. So, let's see. Instrument method. Here we go. So, you can simply just play each of the notes. I can play the low notes. Play that note. I'll just do 7 right now. Here, we'll just do a quick test. Let me turn it up a bit so you can hear it. So here's the first note. I'm going to play 7 notes. See which one feels the most grounding, peaceful, and calm to you. The assessment online or do it here, we play all 12 notes and we do it much slower. We also do muscle testing. And when you find the one that makes you the most peaceful, that is your home note. So you know what notes those are. The first one was G. The second was A. The third one was B. The fourth was C. The fifth was D. The sixth was E. And the seventh was F. And so it's very cool when you know your home note, because that is where you're at peace. And that is also, I've come to believe, it's your soul note. Because I believe everybody has a soul, and that soul is a frequency. Everything is frequency, so your soul has to be a frequency, right? And I just assume that your soul is where you're at home, unless God is messing with us, right? It's where you're at peace. So I think of that as your home note. And I've become really, over the years, I've really started to believe this really strongly, too. Who knows for sure, right? But I really believe it quite strongly. So that's something we do online. We do here at the Institute, where we'll put you on the table and play each of the 12 notes, the sound table. So these are different frequencies. You know, if you search online, you can find a lot more frequencies. The thing is, there's no science, good science behind this. And that's why we set up our Sound Healing Research Foundation, which you can find at geneom, geneom.com. and where we're researching all the frequencies of every part of the body. Because this is not rocket science, and we should know this so we can create a new alternative medicine, a new alternative healing field, so that we can use these frequencies to resonate us into harmony, so that with no side effects as well. Okay. So we return to our intention once again, and that is that you might find the exact frequency that you need, or the exact frequency of you, and be completely in peace and in harmony with you again, the way we were born, mostly, except for past life stuff. So hold that intention of having your own frequency. Just tune into your own frequency. You know it. You know it intimately. It's when you're at peace and hold that frequency for the rest of the weekend, through the rest of the week, through the rest of the months ahead and years ahead, and imagine being at peace always for lifetimes. Thanks for listening, and take care.